Hello and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is the Thursday of Holy Week, Maundy Thursday, and we have reached the great 3 days where we remember Jesus' Passover from death to life, Passover that saves us from the power of sin and death. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by the Son. On this Maundy Thursday, we remember the night in which Jesus took bread, gave thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you." Again, he took the cup, he had given thanks, he gave it for all to drink, saying that this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. And he commanded that we do this in remembrance of him, that he would be present with us in the eating, in the drinking, in his body, in his blood given and shed for us, and that through this we would find forgiveness, life, and salvation. In today's reading, in this morning's reading from 1 Corinthians, we find St. Paul passing on that tradition that he himself has received around the Lord's Supper to the church in Corinth, whose celebration of the Lord's Supper has taken on much more of the appearance of a dinner party than it has the holy meal set apart where Christ is present for them. Not only that, but within this dinner party, the rich are eating in excess and getting drunk. The poor, who arrive late, have nothing to eat and then are kept out. And so the very body of Christ has been fractured here within this community. But St. Paul draws this back together and writes them on how it is that they should see and remember what is going on in this meal. This is not just any other Roman kind of meal. This is not any other kind of meal or gathering or fellowship. This is the fellowship that Christ is present to give of himself to us. And it is in this fellowship, in this eating and drinking, this communion of Christ's body and blood, that we are made one. And so we are joined to each other to love and serve one another in this. So here's what Paul writes. "For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance for me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat of this bread and you drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.' In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, and you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. We will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ, for all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gift of relationship with others, and for the communion of faith in your church. For who else? For what else are we grateful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, for the sick in body, mind, and spirit, for the hungry, for those who are in need, for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For who else, for what else do we pray? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, you have protected us through this night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and our actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Holy Spirit fill you with new life and abundant joy. And Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us. Amen.